Maseches Chulin, Perek Dalet Mishnah Vav. For this Mishnah, a little foreknowledge of anatomy is required, specifically the anatomy of the hind legs of a quadruped. There are three main bones descending from the pelvis down and going from rump to hoof, or foot as the case may be. The first bone is known as the femur. The next bone that's connected to the femur is the tibia, and then below that is the cannon bone. Now, there's joints in between these three bones. The joint in between the femur and the tibia, which is akin to the knee joint in a human being, that's known in these animals as the stifle joint. And then the joint between the tibia and the cannon bone, which is akin to the ankle in a human, that is known as the hock. So now, reading our Mishnah, Behema, an animal, shenechtechu ragleha, whose leg was cut off, minhu arkuva ulamata, if it was cut off from the joint and below. Now, which joint is this? It's actually a machlekes. Some amarim say it is the stifle joint. Others say it is the hock. So, if it was cut off below that kshera, the animal will be considered kosher. Minhu arkuva ulamata, but if it's above that joint, whichever joint it is, or higher, psula, the animal is pasul. The animal is actually considered a trefa. V'chein, and similarly, shenitel tzemes hagidim. If the tzemes hagidin, the meeting of the sinews, was removed. Now, these are tendons, according to most poskim. These are tendons that are grouped together at the back of the leg. And it is, according to some sheets, below the joint in question here. Nonetheless, if that's removed, if that particular cluster of gidim is removed, that will also render the animal a trefa. Nishbar ha'etzem, if the bone was broken. Which bone? Well, it depends. It could be the cannon bone, it could be the tibia, depending on who you hold like. So imrev ha'basar kayam, if most of the flesh remains around the bone, shchitasa metaharte, then shchita will be metahar the limb from the bone on down, meaning you're not going to consider it as if it had been severed. V'im lav, but if the break was so bad, most of the flesh does not remain around the bone, and how exactly you measure that is subject to much discussion among the poskim, and shchita samatarte. In that case, shchita does not matar, it's considered to have been severed beforehand. Mishnah Zayin. Hashoichet is a behema. Let's say one shechs a behema, umatza bashilya, and you find the amniotic sac inside of it. So nefesh hayafa teichlena. So someone who's not finicky, they can go ahead and eat this. However, ve'ena mitama loitumas achonam loitumas nevelas. It does not give the tumma of food, meaning food, items that are considered food can contract tumma. This is not considered such an item. It's not considered a foodstuff, and therefore it does not get tumma sacholin. At the same time, if the animal died without shechita, nonetheless, even though the animal is nevela, the amniotic sac that's found in the womb is not tumme as a nevela. Chisheva leha, however, if he thought on it that he wanted to eat it, metama tumma sacholin. In that case, his thinking of it as food, renders it to be considered a foodstuff, and therefore it can be metama tumas eichon. Still, avalei tumas nevelas. It still will not contract tumas nevelas. Reason being, just because you thought of it as food, doesn't mean it's considered meat. And because it's not considered meat, but just food, therefore it cannot become a nevela, cannot convey tumma of nevela. Shilya shiyatsasa miktsasa. Let's say you have a shilya that partially came out of the body of the mother. So part of it comes out, this amniotic sac. So asura ba'achila, you cannot eat it. And reason being is because we're afraid that inside this shilya, even if you didn't find a fetus, perhaps the fetus dissolved, and perhaps the part of the fetus that was the head was inside this portion of the amniotic sac that exited the mother, and once the head exits the mother, it's considered to have been born. So you might be dealing with an animal that's been born here, so therefore it's usher to be eaten. Simen v'lod b'isha v'simen v'lod b'behema. And the fact of the matter is that an amniotic sac that has exited the womb, that exited the mother's body, that is a simen that a fetus was there by a woman and by a behema, and all the halachas that go along with having given birth, such as the mother is considered tamei by the behema, we take away the kedusha of subsequent births of a bechar, there's no issue of that, all of that goes along with it. Hamavakeres, so let's say you have an animal that is giving birth to its firstborn, shepila shilya, however, it has a miscarriage and the amniotic sac comes out. Yashlechena laklavim, you can throw it to the dogs. Now, wait a minute. We said, what about the fact that we consider the fetus to have been dissolved inside of it? So how can you take something which has Kedushas Bechar and throw it to dogs? Don't you have to teach and treat it with a certain amount of sanctity? So the answer is that, first of all, there's a 50% chance that this fetus was female, and females are not subject to the Kedusha of Bechar. In addition, there's a less than 0% chance that it was deformed, that even if it was male, it was deformed, and deformed to such a degree that it did not have the Kedusha of a Bechar. So therefore, because there's a greater than 50% chance that this would not have had the Kedusha of Bechar, you're allowed to feed it to the dogs. However, Mukdashim, but by a regular case of Hekdesh, where you can have a female contract Hekdesh to cover, then you have to bury it, because there you've got a 50% chance, at least better than 50% chance, that it's going to that there's a fetus in there that had Kedusha. The Ein Kaivrin Oisa Befarashas Drachim, you cannot bury this fetus by a crossroads. The Ein Toilin Oisa Be'ilon, and you cannot hang it from a tree, mipnei darkei ha'emayr, because these were the superstitions of the emayr. There's lava b'chukis u'bechukai sehem loiseilchu, you cannot follow their superstitions, and therefore you cannot do these practices either.